following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a great deal on O'Reilly Universal Premix Coolant, specially priced at $6.99 a gallon. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Universal Premix Coolant, $6.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal-Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday program. We're going to talk a lot of baseball the remainder of the week. Darren Erstad, Husker coach, is going to join us in just a second. Josh Holliday, the new head coach at Oklahoma State, is going to join us in our next segment. They, along with Rutgers, Creighton, Nebraska, all playing in the TD Ameritrade Classic in Omaha this weekend. Later on to the show, Loper Volleyball coach Rick Squires will join us. We'll talk with legend Fred Hill, head baseball coach at Rutgers, later on in the week as well. But let's not waste any time. Let's get the Doug and Daddy Hour going here with the head baseball coach at Nebraska, Darren Erstad, getting ready to play tonight against Kansas State. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks.
Well, you should be. You guys have been playing some good baseball last week, getting some awards, playing 5-0 ball, and looking real good. Good time of the year to maybe find some stride here.
Yeah, you know, we got a couple guys who were banged up, and now they're back. You know, Kyle on the mound, and Shepard's able to swing the bat a little bit off the bench. So it's just nice to have all your weapons at your disposal, and, you know, guys are just going out there and fighting, and they're playing really well right now.
Coach, obviously, everybody's interested in the Big Ten. You guys are stepping out of conference. How big is this stretch against Kansas State, Creighton, Oklahoma State, and Rutgers? How big is this stretch?
Well, it's going to determine whether or not we even have an outside shot in at a large bid. You know, we have five games coming up here against teams that are in the top 100 RPI, and if we can go out and play some good baseball and get some wins, you know, we're putting ourselves in a chance to make a little run here. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all about playing consistent baseball, regardless of conference, non-conference. I just want our guys to understand what it takes to play this game and respect the game and go out each and every day, regardless of the circumstances, and just get after it.
That was one of the questions I had down. There's articles out today about whether Nebraska would have to win the Big Ten tournament to be eligible for the NCAA. In your mind, what do you think you have to do so you don't have that pressure of needing to win?
Well, I mean, that stuff takes care of itself. You know, at the end of the day, you have to win games. You know, I think, you know, obviously if you win the Big Ten tournament, you get on make bid. That's something that first we got to qualify for the tournament, and we haven't done that yet. So there's a lot of steps along the ways. But at the end of the day, you know, we intentionally made our schedule very difficult to have an opportunity to have our RPI high enough to get in that large bid. We had numerous games early that we could have won, and we just didn't get it done. And you know, we have nobody but to blame but ourselves. And now we're in a position where if we string a bunch of wins together, who knows what can happen. But again, you get to that magical, 35 number where you have a solid RPI, you can get in. And there's been teams that have got in with lower than that with good RPIs, and that's why we make the strength of schedule what we do.
Coach, also, you're playing some rivals this week. I mean, at Kansas State, not necessarily a huge rival, but obviously Creighton, Oklahoma State, and Nebraska have a long tradition of playing baseball with each other. In terms of building momentum and doing the things you want to do, how important is it in terms of beating those rivals along the way?
I don't care if we're playing Florida A&M or we're playing Oklahoma State, we're playing Creighton. I am so numb to all that stuff. In baseball, you have to treat every game exactly the same. You start getting up for certain games or putting more importance on other games, you're just setting yourself up for that roller coaster ride of emotions and inconsistent play. And you set yourself up for playing to the level of your competition. I've never been one to even think about that. I'm more concerned about how we go about our business and how we execute. And at the end of the day, all that rivalry and stuff like that, that's for the fans, and it's great. It creates a great college atmosphere. I think this weekend is just going to be a phenomenal atmosphere with great weather. All the teams are playing well, and it's going to make for some really good baseball.
Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You knock it right on the head, too, early in the season. You said don't get too down just because things didn't start off so well. Now everybody's in a big hoopla here because you sweep Arkansas and you take three from Purdue. How do you make sure that the kids aren't on that roller coaster?
Well, it's because you send that message pretty much every day from the second they get here.
There's no magic potion?
I wish there was. If anybody has it, I'd be more happy to take it, too. So, honestly, baseball is so full of failure. You're going to struggle. I mean, with 3 out of 10 times, you're hitting 300, you're doing pretty good. You know, there's so much of that in baseball that guys are used to that. You're used to failure. When a competitor gets backed into the corner, he's going to come out fighting. He's not going to just go down. The part I get concerned about is when people tell you how good you are. And do you step off the accelerator? Do you still have that same edge of going out there and trying to, prove people wrong? And then those same people tell you you're doing great. That's where I get concerned. And our guys took a big step this last weekend going to Purdue after that Arkansas series. They could easily let up, and they didn't let up. They actually played even harder, and that's a credit to our guys.
Well, you mentioned you guys stepped up. A guy that's done that has been Michael Pritchard. He's the player of the week in the conference. He missed 10 games with an oblique injury earlier in the year. Obviously back to form, hitting .538 last week. Talk a little bit about his recovery and where he's at, and maybe how high is the sky the limit on his abilities and what he can do for your team?
He was just given an amazing ability to get the barrel to the baseball. I mean, that saying that some people are just born to hit, well, that's him. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal gifted hitter. And, we knew when he came back from his oblique injury, we knew that he'd probably be a little rusty just because he hadn't seen many pitches. And it didn't take long. You could see him start to get his timing down. And, I mean, I feel almost guilty that I have a guy I can do this with, but you tell him to lead off, he's like, hey, get on base. He's like, okay. And he'll just go hit singles. And you put him in the 3 or 5 lane and go, hey, go hit doubles and drive some people in. He's like, okay. And he just does it. It's pretty amazing. It's a pleasure to have him in our lineup.
Well, another guy that has just come back, Darren Erstad, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show is Kyle Kubot. Boy, you can't ask much more for his first two outings.
Yeah, he you could tell he was pretty pumped up against Arkansas. He was throwing really well. And, I'm just glad that he felt healthy and got through it. I had no intentions of him going 5 innings, but he was so efficient and got to his 60 pitches in 5 innings, so it worked out great. I knew he'd have a little bit of at Purdue, he wasn't as sharp, but again, we brought him back on a little bit shorter rest. You know, that adrenaline wears off and, reality sets in that, okay, we got to get into a routine here. And he did a very nice job of fighting through a couple tough innings, and we'll get him on a normal schedule now on the weekends, and he'll be able to get his max rest, and hopefully we can just keep on going from there.
As you just told us, you don't get into all the hoopla, but a combined no-hitter or any kind of no-hitter is a pretty big deal. Take me back to last week, not only beating a number 10 team in the country, but to no-hit them.
Yeah, it's one of those moments in baseball like that those guys will have for the rest of their lives. That's what the experience of playing college baseball is all about, to see that nervousness in the dugout, nobody wanting to say anything about the no-hitter, the jubilation when that blast outs made, and everybody, you know, everybody cheering together and jumping on each other. Just, you know, that moment is something they'll have for the rest of their lives. And I've been behind Mark Burley. I'm one of his no-hitters. I've been on the other side getting no-hit a couple times. And this one, by far and away, was the best, just because to see the pure joy in our guys' faces was priceless.
Coach, what's your rotation coming up against Kansas State, Creighton, and then the doubleheader with Oklahoma State?
Brandon Pierce will throw probably two innings today, and then we'll go Johnny Holstaff the rest of the way to keep everybody fresh for the weekend. We'll stick with De Leon on Friday. And then Saturday in the first game, Aaron Bummer will throw. Tyler Niederklein will get the second start against Oklahoma State, and then Kyle will throw on Sunday. So, you know, we'll just see how it goes, but that's the plan, and throw strikes, and we got a chance.
Well, this is going to be a fun couple of weekends because I know you can't look ahead, but fans know that Indiana's coming in next week. You guys were projected to be 1-2 coming into the season. So great baseball this weekend, and Indiana comes in next weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate you turning the temperature up for us for this next couple weekends. Makes for a pretty fun time. I think everybody in the Midwest is ready for some warm baseball weather, and it's going to be fun to see all the people at TD Ameritrade, and then, of course, Indiana coming to town. I wouldn't be mad if there are 7,000 people that are going crazy for us. So it should be a fun couple weeks.
It is going to be outstanding. Coach, last question. We'll let you go just because he's a local kid, and he's getting into a couple of games, maybe midweek games, maybe a doubleheader. But Taylor Fish out of Kearney, he's starting to learn the ropes. Can you just tell us a little bit about his progression?
Yeah, I mean, just works his tail off. You know, he's that guy. I mean, we'll be on the road last year. I remember he you know, we'd get up at 7 and go get a cup of coffee. Breakfast wouldn't be till 9 o'clock. And here's him and Blake Headley just soaking wet. They've already been working out in the morning. And these guys weren't even playing that much, you know, and Taylor even redshirted. So, I mean, they just put the work in. And those kind of guys that do that get rewarded. And that stuff pays off. And you're starting to see that. You know, Taylor has some work to do. He's a little raw, you know, as far as getting himself up to game speed at the Division I level, but it's starting to catch up. And you see him putting together some pretty good at-bats. And it's not easy to do when you're not playing that much, but he's keeping his nose to the ground and he's working hard and doing what he's supposed to. And he's finding himself some more playing time. So it's been nice to see that progression, and he's only going to get better.
A couple months ago, you had a guest appearance on ESPN television. Did that go okay for you?
Oh, that was an interesting one. We were actually in the airport checking our bags, and it was kind of loud in there, so it was hard to hear. But, it was fine. It's a good topic.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. Ball game tonight. We always appreciate you taking a few minutes for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the good work.
All right, thanks. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Darren.
Good luck, Coach.
Said, yeah, it was interesting. At some point, maybe in the off season, when you get a chance to talk to Coach Erstad, I believe they were talking about beating and running over guys at the plate and a physical nature of baseball. And Erstad is one of those, I guess, maybe a Pete Rose type of always go after it type of ball player. And, you know, on outside the lines, they always have 2, 3, 4 guys, and yeah. He was one of them from a player's perspective, and that was right after the season got underway.
Yeah, and he was always such a tough, aggressive ball player, and he's a football player, too. I mean, people forget he won a national championship playing football at Nebraska. Of course, he was a punter, not the most macho position on the field. But
it's okay,
but
threw the double extra point.
But you know what? There was more than one time that a return was starting to develop, and here comes Erstad in for the tackle. I mean, he didn't shy away from it. So he's a tough, gritty ball player, and Nebraska's coming back to the level that we are kind of looking forward to. You know, it's taken a little bit of time, but this is a team that's pretty easy to be proud of. They've won more games in the Big Ten Conference than anybody else. Their winning percentage actually puts them behind Minnesota. Minnesota's 7-2, Nebraska at 11-4. They've got more wins than anybody else in the conference. Things are going pretty well for them.
A lot of series got wiped out last week. Yes. You saw up at Michigan State their field underwater. Minnesota has snowstorm. I mean, they just couldn't play that series last week, and hopefully Nebraska's been on the other side of that a couple of times, even in the old Big 12 days, so hopefully that doesn't come back to bite them.
There's just so many things about college baseball that are just really kind of hard to analyze. I looked at a couple of different rankings, and I noticed, and since we're talking Oklahoma State coach later on, I looked at like the old Big 10, the big old Big 12. Oklahoma is like 20, 40th in one ranking and 11th in another. I mean, so it's really kind of hard to gauge that. And again, that kind of relates to Nebraska. They get hot. They get into a stretch here where they improve their RPI a little bit. They're going to be in much better shape. They're going to have to kind of pad their resume. They're going to have to improve their resume to get an at-large bid. But they're certainly capable of winning the Big Ten.
Well, they are playing. This is why they're doing it. This is why. I mean, you could have played cupcakes and been 7 games better than you are right now, and your RPI would have been worse. So it's a roll of the dice. You got to play the good teams. You got to beat some of the good teams.
Yeah. And
you can't beat them if you don't play them.
They're not ducking anybody, and I think that helps get your program. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and they're making a better baseball team by playing the schedule that they played early on in the year. And again, those were some West Coast and some Southern schools that they played. Better chance you're going to get those games in weather-wise instead of trying to hope that you can host at home. So you're right. They weren't playing cupcakes. They're going right after it. And the program is heading in the right direction. I don't think there's any question.
Is it graduation already in Lincoln next week? It is.
It is next week.
I can't believe it. And that's why the baseball series with Indiana, just to put that in your head already, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Because of graduation, they'll play Saturday night and then have a Sunday afternoon. And a Monday, May 6th game, will go at 12:05. So maybe if you got Monday off, you get a chance to sneak down there and watch some of the Huskers. It just occurred to me, and I want to ask Josh Holliday about this as a first-year coach in our next segment here. A lot of our co-hosts, my co-hosts, however you want to say it here on the show, have been coaches or are coaches. Damon Day, yourself, Jimmy Langan, all have been in a position to do some coaching. Monty Kratzenstein, and Darren has brought that up a couple of times, keeping those kids focused, don't get on the roller coaster. I've always been, how can you do that? Every coach has a different way of doing that, I guess.
Well, there's the old coaching cliche, but cliches become cliche because they're truisms as well. When they're down, you bring them up, and when they're up, you bring them down, and that's why you try to do that. You know, Michael Pritchard, who hit 538 last week, coach is trying to keep him hot. You know, he's trying to keep those guys that are doing well, keep them going, and those that are not succeeding, try to bring them up. But Erstad's exactly right in that you don't want to put too much emphasis on one game, one series, because there's a chance you might lose that, and then you go in the tank. So you especially with baseball, because you play so many games, you can't put too much stock in any one single game, especially in a sport where, as he said, if you get a hit 3 out of every 10 times, you're doing pretty well. It's a hard game to play. There's a fairly good chance you can play really well and still lose a baseball game. You don't want that to put you in some sort of tailspin.
Here's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, Mel Kiper has Brett Maher as the number 4 kicker in this year's NFL draft. Do you agree? Is it too high, too low, or just right?
I think he's probably second or third.
You say he's too low. I think he's better than the Kansas State kid. So I guess he's too low by one spot.
That's about where I'm at.
Other people have him at 3 behind the 2 Florida kids. And as Brett told us on yesterday's show, he's confident that he can compete against any of them. I think the top 3, and I guess without watching Kansas State anymore, and they had a great season, I'll put him in that top 3. 63% of our voters in the Midtown Mark Cooler question said it was just right. 31% said too low. Just 6% said too high. Today's poll question, as we kind of mentioned there with Coach Erstad, articles out today, will Nebraska have to win the Big Ten tournament to make the NCAA tournament? Does the Nebraska baseball team need to win the Big Ten tournament to qualify for the NCAA? And on Sports Nightly, the host said last night that they think Lane Grindle, Jeff Culhane, they think if Nebraska could go 11-4 the rest of the way, that would get them an at-large, which would put them 30-23. They're 19-19 right now. What do you think? Do they need to win the Big Ten tournament?
If they go 11-4, they'd have a chance. I think their best chance. Can I change the question? If the question was, I'm not changing it. See, if the question was, what's their best chance of getting in? I'd say it's that. But they'd have to go at least 11-4. They can only lose 4 more games.
I'll say they don't have to win the Big Ten tournament. But again, as always, it kind of depends who they beat.
Right.
If they sweep Indiana, then that's one thing. If they get beat up by pick whoever. I mean, Minnesota and Michigan are still at the top of the league. I mean, the games they have left are tough baseball games. There's really not a patsy left on their entire schedule.
No.
We'll take a break. We'll talk with Oklahoma State coach Josh Holliday right after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's the Herd. Small business knows from experience that going to the post office is a waste of time. But leasing an expensive postage meter is out of the question. We know a better way. Stamps.com. It'll save you valuable time. Get 24/7 access to all the services of the post office, but do it from your desk. Whether you're sending envelopes, packages, priority, domestic, first class, international, get the postage you need using your own computer, printer, and Stamps.com. Quick, easy, and really convenient. You'll never have to go to the post office again. So you can spend time on things that are more important, like growing your business. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the home page, and type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. Post office, waste of time. Use Stamps.com.
It only takes one. It doesn't matter where you find that one. Any number, any round.
With the 24th selection.
It only takes that one.
The Green Bay Packers select.
To change your franchise.
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, California.
It only takes that one. The NFL Draft. Thursday on ESPN and ESPN Radio.
Sunshine develops across the area today with increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for a shower, thunder shower later this afternoon. With a high of 54, northwest winds will develop at 15 to 30. Then we'll head back to 26 tonight. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. And every Wednesday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, Big Burger Night, $5. $5. You got a family of four? That's $20. But for $5, you can get any burger off the menu. Not some specially made-up thing. You can get it right now for lunch. It's just not going to cost you $5. Tonight from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop, $5. Cheeseburger, mushroom burger, the bacon burger, the Totally Jack burger. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. Their lunch special on Wednesday, the turkey BLT with a choice of side, $5.99. Go in, watch your favorite sports, baseball, golf, NFL draft, which we will have live for you here on ESPN Thursday through Saturday. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop, where they've got HD TVs as far as the eye can see.
And then you have to be fun there.
When you can't see it anymore, then you have to walk out the door because that's where you're at.
Yeah.
They don't have a TV on the door. Nobody's done that yet.
No, because that'd be confusing.
It's the Chicken Coop happy hour from Monday through Friday, 2 to 5:30. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. We'll be live at Fodder Park tomorrow, getting ready for their biggest horse race of the year, the Bosselman. The drawing is tomorrow. We will be live at Fodder. And again, as we've said, after just talking with Nebraska coach Darren Erstad, it has been a very busy weekend at TD Ameritrade. Nebraska's going to get a doubleheader in on Saturday with Oklahoma State, and we welcome in the first-year coach of the Cowboys, Josh Holliday, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time. How are you?
I was okay until you started talking about the Chicken Coop and all those hamburgers. Now I'm starving. So, no, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
We'll get some catered burgers down to you there. I'll tell you what, this must be an easy gig. You just step in. You're 28-11.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Don't know about easy, but certainly it's been enjoyable. It was great to come back to Oklahoma State. A place that I grew up at and played at, and it's a program that has great history, and our coaching staff is committed to trying to bring this program back to where it once was, which was kind of a consistent participant in Omaha, the College World Series. And this weekend's a very unique opportunity for us to bring our team up there and really be part of kind of a regional setting. I told our kids last night after the Wichita State game that, fellas, we're going up to play in a regional tournament, because you've got four very good teams that I know all are wanting to be postseason caliber in the nicest venue college baseball could provide, in an amazing baseball city. So we're very excited about the tournament and looking forward to the great competition. It looks like great weather as well, so it's definitely a big weekend for us.
Coach, you've had the opportunity to be an assistant coach in several programs across the country. In terms of becoming the head coach, what element has kind of maybe surprised you, or you kind of see as the steepest learning curve from what you were able to observe in so many other programs?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think probably the first thing is just the importance of having a bigger vision. As an assistant coach, you kind of focus in on, the recruiting aspect and coaching your hitters, and your off days are spent driving around and seeing high school games and staying in communication with players, and you can kind of focus in a small area. But when you're the head coach, you have to be a lot more, aware of the big picture. You've got to be more in touch with what's going on with your kids academically. For instance, we're in dead week right now where our kids are studying, trying to get ready for tests, and next week is finals week. So you have to be, a little bit more big picture oriented and being conscious of everybody's needs. I think you have to be kind of on top of those things ahead of time so that you're not letting things sneak up on you. That's certainly been, kind of part of my learning curve. Obviously, I've got great assistant coaches. Rob Walton was the head coach at Oral Roberts for the past 10 years and brings tremendous support and knowledge to our staff with the head coaching experience. And Marty Lees, who came here from Oregon State, where he'd been an associate head coach and head coach in waiting at Oregon State, another guy that's assumed a tremendous amount of responsibility during his time. So I've got great assistant coaches that I certainly lean on for a lot of help. But, it's a lot of new moments that you have to think through. And, the in-game stuff's a little different as well. You've got to make those quick decisions, and sometimes you only have 5-6 seconds to pull the trigger. Do you bunt? Do you hit and run? Do you pinch hit? So there's a lot of different things that when you're an assistant coach, you don't necessarily have to shoulder. But when you're that coach, you realize, hey, there's a little bit more to this than maybe I realized.
Josh Holliday, Oklahoma State baseball coach, joining Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's talk a little bit about your team. You had the benefit of getting a lot of home games. 28 of the 39 have been at home. You didn't have any problem, I hope, getting on the bus when conference play started. But that has to be obviously a positive, a way to get some nerves handled early on in the season, and your kids really took advantage of being at home.
Well, we did. We had a unique schedule. We kind of inherited our schedule, to be honest with you, and we would have preferred more of a balanced schedule. But, as it turned out, we did have a long home stretch. We opened the year on the road at New Mexico against a very good New Mexico team, but we did settle in for a long home stretch. And in many ways, I think for this year's team, it was a good thing to get in your own setting, in your own ballpark, have your facilities where you can get a little bit of extra work in instead of traveling a lot. But we're a solid team. I like what we've done so far. I wish we were two or three games better, as do all teams this time of year. But we're a scrappy bunch of kids. I've enjoyed watching them grow. We've had some very good wins so far, and we've had some losses that you look back on and say, gosh, we could have just, get that game back. But I think that's always the case, with the exception of maybe three or four teams across the country that have separated themselves, with North Carolina, Vanderbilt. You look at some amazing records in that regard. And then you look at what LSU and Virginia and Florida State and Oregon State have done. And then there's a whole bunch of us that are all kind of the same. We're sitting there with 25-12 or 27-10 records. And, I think there's a lot of parity behind those top 10 teams. And we're just hoping to put a run together here. Last 20 games and give ourselves a shot to be part of the tournament.
Coach, when you compare your numbers, they compare very favorably across the country. Your overall team batting average of 292, your team ERA is 2.91. Which one of those two numbers is the strength of your team? Do you feel you're more offensive, defensive, or are you really that balanced team that everybody wants to be?
Well, I think what Coach Wall's done with our pitching staff really stands out for me. You know, we're pitching three guys in our weekend rotations that were all hurt last year with major surgery. So when you have two guys coming off of Tommy John and another guy coming off of a labrum, and they're all in your starting rotation, that's been a real positive for us that we've been able to get those kids back. We're very interesting in the sense that we've got a fifth-year senior at shortstop that was a pitcher here for 4 years. We've got an outfielder converted into a first baseman. Our guy playing second base was a high school shortstop, and our third baseman was a second baseman until this year. So our defense is interesting in that we've had to shift some guys around. Our pitching is interesting in the sense that we didn't have a whole lot of experience. So I'm very pleased with what we've been able to do both with our pitching and our defense, because I think it's been some moving parts that weren't real clear at the start of the year. And offensively, I think we're a solid club. I think we're scrappy in the sense that we hang around for all nine innings. I think we've got decent guys throughout all nine spots in the batting order. There's really nobody that's an out. You know, every guy goes up there and has a competitive idea what he's trying to do. But, you know, we're just trying to be opportunistic. When we can run, we run. When we need to bunt, we try to bunt. And, you know, every now and then we hit one over the fence. But, being probably the definition of our club is just that we've been resilient. We've come from behind, I think, 15 or 16 times this year to win games. And just they play hard for all nine innings. I think that kind of describes us about as best as I can put it.
Oklahoma State baseball coach Josh Holliday with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And are there some more McCurries out there that you guys can find? Because the two you've got are doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think we depleted the McCurry clan. Randy and Brendan, it's been a lot of fun to see two brothers play together, and I'm sure it's been fun for their folks to be able to see them both in one spot. But, you know, both guys have been two-way players for us. Randy's settled into being our shortstop primarily. He's done some pitching, but his brother Brendan has really settled in as our closer. And through five great shutout innings last night and an extra inning win over Wichita State. So we certainly wouldn't be where we're at without the contribution of the McCurry brothers, and they're kind of fun. They're throwbacks. You know, they're got some American Legion in them. They'll play infield for eight innings and then trot to the mound and close without even warming up. So there's some fun to our team. And I think, you know, in my first year here, I really appreciate the way the kids have just kind of rolled with it, been flexible for us, because we're not necessarily put together the way the book says we should be. But at the same time, we're finding ways to win, and that's college baseball for you.
And Josh, that being said, they're not even the aces of this staff. You've got Vince Wieland, who is 8-0. He's up for some Pitcher of the Year honors out there. And who is he going to face this weekend? And just tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Vince is kind of our stopper. You know, if you look at his numbers, we've used him out of the bullpen all year long. And Coach Walton, early in the year, we were trying to establish a rotation. You know, Vince was a logical choice for one of the spots. And Rob said, you know, I just want him in the bullpen. And I'm thinking, well, tell me why. You know, help me understand this, because, you know, we need some stability in the rotation. And he said, never had a good pitching staff that didn't have a go-to reliever. And if you have that go-to guy out of the pen, then every time you're ahead, he can take you to the end of the game and preserve a lead. And so we put him in what we call our stopper role. And we basically use him anytime we're ahead to try to stop a rally and get us to the end, or anytime the game's on the line, whether it's tied or down a run late, to keep us in the game. And he's had a really, really good year for us. He'll be available starting Friday night against Rutgers, and we just typically use him when we think the game's on the line and we're in position to try to win. So he's been clutch for us, and I think at 8-0, you know, I think his numbers are pretty good right now. So he's been probably our MVP in a lot of ways, because every game we've had a lead, we've gone to Vince with a chance to win.
So, Coach, who are you planning on throwing against Nebraska especially? You can give us the rest of your lineup as well, but I guess most folks here would be interested in who's going to be pitching the two games against Nebraska on Saturday.
Well, we're still trying to figure that out. We got done last night about 11:30, and we're still just trying to get some information on Rutgers, Nebraska, and Creighton to try to figure out of the four games, you know, who our guys match up with best. But I think when Coach Walton gets a chance to look at the tape and figure out who's got predominant right and left-handed hitters and their style of play, we'll try to match those guys up by this evening. But I'd say Tyler Nerden is a potential starter. He's a left-hander that's pitched in our rotation all year. Jason Hirsch is a potential guy. Mark Robinette, those three guys right now are our top three starting pitchers, and I would think that two of the three would probably factor into the Saturday doubleheader. But we've just got to kind of put these guys on paper and watch the video that's available to kind of see what they look like and try to figure out who matches up best heading into the weekend.
Last minute here with Oklahoma State baseball coach Josh Holliday. Coach, what about coming in and playing at the site of the College World Series?
Well, it's obviously a fantastic place. You know, I was fortunate enough as a player to go there and play in 99 or in 96 as a freshman and 99 as a senior at Rosenblatt, and then coached at Rosenblatt with Georgia Tech and Arizona State. And then at Vanderbilt, we were the kind of the lucky ones to open TD Ameritrade in the first game ever with Vanderbilt, North Carolina that year, the College World Series. So no one appreciates and respects what that place stands for more than I do. And I was a little torn at the idea of taking our team there for a tournament that wasn't the College World Series just because of how sacred you want going to Omaha to be. But what they put together and the class with which they treated us, the Nebraska folks, has given us a tremendous opportunity to come up and first-class accommodations. And, you know, this is just an opportunity we can't pass up. We need this kind of baseball. This is an experience our kids will never forget. And I hope what it'll do is ultimately motivate them to realize how special it would be to come back to Omaha for the big one. And so we're anxious to get there, and we know we're playing some really good teams. I think Rutgers has a very strong RPI. Nebraska appears to be an excellent club, and Creighton is always very, very good. So we know we got a big weekend ahead of us, but we're anxious to get there. And there's no greater place in the world to go play college baseball.
Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a chance to say something about this week's Big 12 Player of the Week, Robbie Rhea, who had a huge week last week for you guys. Talk a little bit about what he brings to your team and his week last week against Kansas State.
Yeah, Robbie Ray. Robbie's our senior third baseman and had a good series against K-State. I think he hit three dingers and knocked in some runs. And Robbie's just a steady guy for us. He plays a very good third base and a veteran kid that went to junior college for 2 years, so has a little bit of a mature presence about him. Had a very good year here at Oklahoma State last year, so we're fortunate to have Robbie. And you know, he's kind of one of those guys that has been one of the guys that's given us some stability with so many new parts here and a new coaching staff. Robbie was a guy that gave us some instant stability, so we're very, very pleased to have him. But he's a good ball player. You know, he's gonna go out there and play good defense, and he's capable of putting a charge into the ball.
Well, Josh, we'll let you get back to work. Looking forward to seeing the Cowboys up here in Omaha this weekend at TD Ameritrade. And it looks like a dogfight to bring it on home in the Big 12 Conference this year.
Yeah, it's an interesting league. A lot of teams jumbled up in the middle there and lots of games left to be played. But, you know, this weekend for us out of conference with good ball clubs and good RPIs, we think is an amazing chance to try to build our resume and hopefully you know, like I said, continue to legitimize, you know, where we fit in this thing.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the time with the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on.
Take care. Oklahoma State baseball coach Josh Holliday joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's just great to talk a little baseball here, and it's even better when Nebraska's doing well. So Darren Erstad, Josh Holliday so far on the show today. We're going to talk a little volleyball on our Loper Link with Loper coach Rick Squires coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with the head coach at Rutgers, over 1,000 wins for Fred Hill. He's going to join us on Friday's Doug and Daddy Show.
It's just kind of interesting. I looked at the ratings are so much different. I looked at the NCAA's rating, and obviously the ACC and the Southeastern Conference really kind of dominate the ratings. Not a big surprise there, but according to the NCAA, in the Big Ten, you got Indiana number 14, Michigan State number 23, Nebraska 35, Ohio State 38. All those are rated ahead of the first team rated by the NCAA in the Big Ten, in the Big 12, and the top ranked team is Kansas State.
That's all good RPI stuff. And, yep. and just for Oklahoma's 8-4. Kansas 9-6, Kansas State 7-5, Baylor 8-6, Oklahoma State 7-7, West Virginia 6-6, TCU 7-8. I mean, you're one weekend series away from just putting all those dice in a cup, rolling them out, and everybody's in a different spot.
Well, Oklahoma State's rated in the top 25. They're rated in the top 25. Their RPI is number 76.
Well, that tells you. And they've got Oklahoma left, who leads the conference right now, but only by a game and a half. And then they've got the cellar dweller in Texas Tech, and then they got West Virginia, who's 500 in the conference, just like they are. So we'll see how it plays out.
There is such a crapshoot in terms of who's going to get in. So yeah, when you think about can Nebraska get in, you have to go 11-4. I think probably pretty much so, because there's just such a crapshoot in terms of looking at those RPIs of where anybody's going to end up between now and when they finally draw for that for the tournament to get into the College World Series.
You're sitting on the staff, you're sitting on the committee, and it comes down to those last two or three. I would have to think, and it depends who they are, but I would have to think that having Darren Erstad as the coach would be a selling point, getting Nebraska in with the great facility. Well, they probably have no chance of hosting anything. That's right. Not the point. But to get Nebraska back in with Darren Erstad, which kind of helps.
It's a nice tiebreaker.
Sells your product a little more.
Yeah. I mean, and Stony Brook went to the College World Series last year, so that might be a bad example. But if it's a tie between Nebraska and Stony Brook, you might go, hey, there's a little name recognition. There's a little bit of attention that's going to go if Nebraska gets in. So I think it'll help you with some ties, but I don't think it'll leap you over somebody that you shouldn't leap over.
Doug and Daddy's show, before we go into our next break, Miami Dolphin fan.
Yes.
It was already thrown out the gauntlet by Cleveland Brown fan Damon Day yesterday, opening week. Anything you want to say?
I think we're going to be drafting offensive linemen. Woo! How exciting is that? You know, unfortunately, Miami lost what is now their greatest need. They had a pretty good offensive lineman that signed with the Rams, Jake Long, and so now they got to fill the hole that they created for themselves. It might happen with a trade with the Chiefs by the time they even draft today.
The producer Jeff has found us some projected win totals, some early projected win totals for each NFL team now that the schedules are out. The Browns, 6. The Dolphins, 6.5.
Oh, we'll be better now. I don't know what this wee thing is, but they'll be better. You know they get to play the Jets and the Bills twice, right? Yeah. You know there's 4 games against the Jets and the Bills. So I think they'll do better than that.
Broncos and Patriots at 12.5, 49ers and Packers at 12, Seahawks at 11.5, Falcons at 11, and the Colts back to 10 over under. That's a lot of wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 teams are predicted by the Vegas deal here to go over the top here. This is from Outkick the Coverage. Okay. Outkick the Coverage is where he found this. But 7 projected going double.
Well, again, that's not what they really is going to happen. That's just where the money's going to be.
Cowboys 8.5.
You know what? I think I go over on the Cowboys.
Saints 9. Ravens, your Super Bowl champion, 8.
I'd go under on that. Yeah, they've lost a lot. And they're going to have a much tougher schedule than they had last year.
Vikings 7. Playoff team. Vikings, 7.
Well, that was a fluky playoff team. They go under. The Vikings are we're the Broncos with Tebow, okay? I mean, that's granted they got a little bit better running game, but they're the Vikings. They're the Dolphins, the Broncos with Tebow.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show in a moment.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with increasing cloudiness and then a slight chance for a shower, thunder shower later this afternoon. With a high of 54, northwest winds will develop at 15 to 30. Then we'll head back to 26 tonight.
Right now it's 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, get a Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday that hopefully, I'm looking at you, Kent Bouton. I'm looking at everybody that's doing the weather at NTV and KHAS. And we are seeing weather that maybe it's not going to get 60 and then 70 and then back to 30 again. So I'm crossing my fingers that today is the start of our spring.
Over the hump, we hope. It's hump day. I hope we're over the hump weather-wise.
And it'll be warm. Warm before you know it, folks. Don't forget that constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots, so over time it causes breakdowns, lost time, and money. Time to make that change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement, which allows even water distribution and less waste. For years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, and most importantly, it makes life easier on you. Fewer breakdowns, fewer hassles getting out in the field. You need a product that's going to be there for you and work. No more time, money, or water to waste. The choice is simple. With a hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems, worldwide headquarters in Hastings, serving every state in the country and more than 60 countries worldwide. You can visit your local T&L dealer today or online at TLIRR.com. You've heard us talking about them for quite some time. Take the time. Take that moment. Check it out. What can it hurt? You're thinking about making that. I know it's a major purchase. I know it's a major move. Take the time. They'll take the time for you. T&L, proven technology that works. Seems like it's a very busy time for the Lopers.
Yeah, they're always. It seems like there's always something going on.
And by the way, we didn't talk about this last week, but all the people that ran in the Loper run got painted on and all that kind of stuff. That's just weird.
That's people just like weird. That. I want to get sweaty and have you throw cool corn starch pictures. On me that's yeah. All colored up. I don't know.
How about I run down the block and you throw snowballs at me and it's the same thing? Yeah. Rick Squires, volleyball coach at UNK. Kind of, is that how you feel this morning, Coach?
That's how I usually feel.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Well, we're making it through. Spring ball, of course, done. And volleyball finished up. You didn't get to play at home last weekend like everybody was fired up to maybe see and something that you guys had got going. But take me through the spring and how you thought things went for your club.
Well, just like usual, spring is a really critical time. If you've got some new players that are going to be taking on some maybe additional duties or stepping up their role, and this is kind of that time when they get that on-court experience. So for us, coming off a pretty good season and having four really good seniors to replace, this spring was really critical. And I would say, probably right at the top of our list was the setter position where Jenna Rose graduated, and trying to determine, you know, what direction we're going to go there. And we were really pleased to see good development by Aaron Seeley, our freshman from Colorado. And, you know, sometimes it takes just that whole freshman year, and she really kind of got off to a slow start this fall and was up and down even as a number two setter. And probably even at the beginning of the spring, we weren't quite sure, you know, if she was going to kind of break through and look like a starter. And then about the last three competition dates, she really stepped up a notch and got some confidence and looked like somebody that could continue the tradition of great setters that we've had here at UNK. So that helped a lot. Our team gained some confidence. We played some good teams and had a little success and got everybody out there on the court on a regular basis. So all in all, it was a good spring.
Coach, you mentioned how critical this time is, and you did play some good teams. Was it a little disappointing to have the event kind of canceled on you? And because there was maybe another level of competition that you could have played had the schedule gone the way you wanted it to.
Well, the most disappointing thing was that we were not able to do that here in Kearney. And, you know, I feared that as soon as we heard from Creighton that they were not going to be able to attend. And, you know, sometimes in the spring, I guess you do have fewer numbers than you normally would in the fall. And so given the fact that the other teams were all from Colorado, Wyoming, you know, they were kind of the linchpin holding this thing together. And so once people found out that they were not going to be able to come to our tournament, you know, they started asking the questions, well, why are we going to Kearney? And, you know, other than to play us, which I thought was plenty of a good reason. But
because it's awesome.
they didn't agree, so they thought they would just kind of stay out their way. So we had to get in the van and drive out there and play at Laramie, Wyoming, which, you know, being that is my alma mater for grad school, you know, I hadn't been back to Laramie for a while. So we got in the vans, went to Laramie, and played Wyoming, Northern Colorado, and CU. And had a good day, won four out of six sets, and again, you know, thought we continued to make progress, but it sure would have been a whole lot more fun to play that right here in the Health and Sports Center.
Talking with Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, we chatted briefly about this. We haven't seen a slew, and maybe we don't need to, of recruits coming for the volleyball program. Where are you at in that right now?
We're pretty well wrapped up. We have eight newcomers coming in. So, you know, we had a first wave in the early signing period where, you know, we think we picked up some high-level athletes who, you know, whether it be right away or sometime in the near future, will have a chance to contribute here. And then, you know, a few walk-ons a little bit later on, which kind of has become the trend here, I think, for volleyball certainly, is that, you know, if you can grab a walk-on or two in the later portion of the recruiting timetable, then that helps build depth and makes practices competitive. So we do have a large roster sitting at about 20, which is okay by me. I mean, I think we've got the kind of people who understand the situation, and they know that you're only going to put six people out there on the court, but they want to be a part of it, and they want an opportunity, and we're more than happy to give it to them. So we like our roster, and we like the direction we're going. And, you know, it's a combination of, you know, some Nebraska talent and then a few folks from outside the state here in Colorado or Kansas. And I think that's the only two other than Nebraska right now. So most of our recruiting at this stage is on the junior class with the class of 2014. And believe it or not, that's kind of hitting the final stages, and we hope to have that wrapped up here in another month or so.
Coach, so what's next? There's only a couple weeks left in the spring semester. What happens from now to the end of the school year and then over the summer?
Well, I mean, the NCAA rules dictate a lot of that for us. We can't do a whole lot with our players other than have Coach Larson work with them in the weight room, so they're continuing to do that. Any volleyball playing they do at this stage has to kind of be on their own and organized by the seniors, which I think they'll do a good job of for us. But so there's a little downtime, and they'll address themselves as far as physical conditioning and weight training throughout the summer. And usually the first time we get to see them again as a group will be some of our summer camps, which roll around in July. And so we'll get a pretty good group of them to come back for a couple of weeks there and help us out with camp. And usually there's little time for them to play. And that's kind of the time when you really start feeling like the season is getting close again. And so from there, you know, they get to know each other a little bit. And I think report date next year is August 19th. Everything just keeps getting pushed a little later. And then the season doesn't wrap up until after Thanksgiving now. So there's some good and bad that goes with that. That's kind of how it all rolls out, you know, this time of year. And so we're feeling good about things. We hope they do well on their finals. And I think for the most part, everything's on pace to give us a chance to have a good fall season.
Last minute here with Rick Squires, Loper Volleyball Coach. Can you fill us in at all on the upcoming year's schedule? Anything exciting on the horizon?
This will be the, at least in the immediate future, the last time we don't play a double round robin in the MIAA. It looks like the future will be that we play everybody twice, so we're going to a 22-game conference schedule in the MIAA, which will restrict us to really just having two weekend tournaments and then playing conference games from that point forward. So this will be the last year when we had a little bit of flexibility there. And in some ways that was tough because we had a hard time finding Division II opponents to play. So we are hosting a tournament again. We're going out to the Premier, which is the first time we've ever been to that in Denver. With us not being in the RMAC anymore, it felt like it was okay to add a trip to Denver. So it's probably the top Division II tournament in the country. And so, you know, we could see anybody from, you know, Concordia to Tampa to, you know, anybody in the top 10. And then we added a trip to kind of the East Coast. We're going out to New York, Connecticut area to play three matches. We're playing Pace University.
Good salsa they make there.
Yeah. and Merrimack. So we're going to play three. One of those, I think New Haven was in the Elite Eight this year. So we get a high-quality match there, and then the other two not quite so sure about. But the girls were excited to hear that we get to travel on back-to-back years. We normally don't do that, but it just kind of worked out that way this year.
Is Concordia St. Paul going to finally take a step back?
You know, I don't think from a player personnel standpoint they will. They had a pretty good group returning. They did lose a couple, but word on the street is they've got a couple of ringers coming in like they normally do. But I do think the field is closing in, and whether it's ourselves or a couple of the other teams in our region, they survived a couple of close ones this time in the postseason. So I don't think just from a talent standpoint they're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. But there is that psychological element to, them always believing they're going to win and a lot of people not being quite sure they can beat them. So I think there's a lot of teams, including ourselves, that have to believe, they've got as good a chance as anybody.
All right, buddy. We'll have a great summer. We'll see you along the way, and can't wait for volleyball again this fall. Coach, keep up the great work.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Rick. Rick Squires, head coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney volleyball team. Our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. Tonight, UNK will have their annual Orthman Senior Student Athlete Awards and Recognition Banquet. It is open to the public. $20 is the ticket. The semi-formal event takes place at 7 o'clock at the Nebraskan Student Union's Ponderosa Room. Again, you can find out more at lopers.com. The softball team is taking on the 11th-ranked squad in the country this afternoon at Dryden Park. That is Fort Hays State. That gets underway at 1 o'clock. Loper softball went 2-4 over the weekend. Last Wednesday was signing day, and softball Haley Giddison among the five. She's from Lexington that will be playing softball for the Lopers. The baseball team will host Southwest Baptist this weekend. have to go 3-0 and hope to get some help to make the MIAA. Courtney Fechter and Marissa Bongers, as we said earlier this week, former UNK, are the MIAA track athlete and field athlete of the week for breaking the school record in the 800 and in the pole vault. UNK track will be at the Nebraska Wesleyan Open tomorrow. Delquan Thomas, the latest to join the Loper men's basketball team. They announced 4 a week ago. He was a second-team junior college All-American, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 6'2", 210-pounder out of Louisville, Kentucky. The pedigree is definitely there.
Well, there's a lot of great signings for the UNK men's basketball team, and see how it pans out.
Connor Baronic, who was the GPAC Freshman of the Year at Doane, previously at Ravenna, along with Zach Clemens of Scottsbluff, Trey Moore Papillion, who played at Western Nebraska Community College, and then Corey Frank, a 6'8 post player out of Wisconsin, who averaged 17 points, 10.5 rebounds per ball game.
I mean, again, you take a look at who the Lopers signed in men's basketball. That's a pretty good lineup right there to go on top of what they already had.
Kevin Chaney for the women, Amara Williams, St. Louis, Missouri, post player, guard Alexa Hogberg from Chandler, Arizona, and Tori Payne out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Some good talent there coming in as well.
Well, it's kind of funny. I was just sitting here thinking, Coach Squires has a little, Coach Squires has a kind of a recruiting advantage because there's a lot of great high school volleyball players in the state of Nebraska. You can fill up your roster, never leave the state, and be pretty solid. And then I think of a sport like softball. And quite frankly, softball in Nebraska doesn't compare at all in terms of the level of volleyball that we have. So it depends what sport you're looking at, how difficult it is to recruit players into the area.
Folks, that is our Loper Link for this week, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans at Charter West National Bank. As we go to break, we've got a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets to give away. Tomorrow, Danger coach Mike Davis will be joining us live from Fodder Park towards the end of the show because that is where they are headquartered. We will be there for the draw for the annual Bosselman, which is Saturday at Fodder Park. If you would like a pair of tickets to Friday night's Nebraska Danger game, Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center, the only home game they have over a six-week span is this Friday night against the Colorado Ice. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. How many times do the Danger play the Colorado Ice in the regular season? How many times did the Nebraska Danger and the Colorado Ice play in the regular season? First correct caller gets the tickets. We'll wrap it up after this.
Your buds ditched you again this weekend? It's okay, buddy. Cheer up and head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is a great hangout on the weekends. So watch live entertainment, meet some new friends, and you know what? If you pick up your phone and text Hams Live to the number 90210, that's Hams Live, all one word, to 90210, Cunningham's will send you your first cover charge for free. Now go have some fun at Cunningham's, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you're an NBA or NHL fan, congrats. This is your time of year.
It's officially playoff season. That means it's time to get to StubHub.
On StubHub, not only can you grab the seats you want for the most crucial clashes of the season, you can get big-time rewards. We're talking up to 3% back on your tickets.
Plus the chance of preferred access events.
Complimentary seat upgrades.
And once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like Chalk Talk with the coach.
You know, stuff that normally only folks like us are lucky enough to do. So whether you want to see your team fight for the ultimate crown on the hardwood or on the ice, get to StubHub and get rewarded.
Hey, congratulations to Grant from Grand Island. He knew the correct answer was four. The Nebraska Danger played the Colorado Ice four times this year, but right now the league has been about, heck, one time it's 26, then they split, then they gain, then they grow. There's only, what is it, 10 or 11 teams in the league this year, but congratulations going to the Nebraska Danger.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to my first Danger game Friday.
Cool. Cool. And folks, don't forget, we'll be giving away Danger tickets on our Facebook page as well. You can like us there at ESPNSuperstation.com. The month of April is moving along, and Tuesday is it. Don't let it pass you by without checking out the great deals at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Typically, when it comes to incentive financing, like 0%, 1.9%, whatever it may be, then you have to give up all the rebates. It's like one thing. That's all you get, and they just don't do it that way with the Midway Auto Dealership. This month, they offer the incentive rates along with the approved credit, and you get to also have the Midway hassle-free price, which right now every new vehicle is 2.9% financing for 72 months with approved credit. Special financing with approved credit on Ram 1500s and Silverados, Chrysler Town and Countries, and so much more. And, of course, they've got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles in stock, quite a few right now on the lot. Actually are low-mileage certified pre-owned vehicles. So check out the great financing with the hassle-free, with the approved credit. They'll get you through it. They'll walk you through it. You can check it out on their website at thinkmidway.com. It's all about taking care of you, the customer. Midway, a better way. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Anything else?
No. I'm still sitting here thinking, God, how many games will the Dolphins win this year? I think I'm in that neighborhood, 8 or 9.
I'm trying to debate whether to get local MMA and boxing knowledge man, Rockin' Rusty, back on the show on Friday. Because huge, I'll tell you what, I'm not, you know, when the RFA is in Kearney, I've had a chance to go to it. I don't clear my schedule to watch MMA, RFA, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But John the Bone Jones and Chael Sonnen getting it on Saturday night. Those are a couple guys that I know we've heard from. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
I've always been worried about doing that because one time I did it. I can't remember who it was. We got the pay-per-view boxing. The fight lasted 38 seconds.
Mike Tyson. Everybody did that.
Yeah, and it lasted 38 seconds. I was like, holy cow. I'm so old. I remember when boxing was on TV live.
A sport.
And it was, wow, it was on HBO. It was like, oh, they've taken it away from us. They put it on HBO.
That's true.
And that was about the last time I think I've ever seen a boxing match live.
That is true. Yeah. That's true. Folks, don't forget, you're looking for some good local sporting action today. It's the Central Nebraska Track Championship sponsored by the Grand Island Independent. Today, it is at Grand Island Northwest High School. Field events begin at 4, and then at 5:30, the running events begin. And it should be a great night with some of the best athletes in Central Nebraska competing there today at Grand Island Northwest. Tomorrow, we will be in Grand Island. Mike Wills to join me as my co-host. We both like a little horse racing. We'll be at Bonner Park for the draw for the $75,000 Bosselman Gus Bonner Handicap, which is Saturday, the race. Tomorrow, the draw. We'll have some special guests. Plus, we'll talk to Nebraska Danger football coach Mike Davis. We want to thank our baseball coaches, Darren Erst out of Nebraska, Josh Holliday of Oklahoma State for joining us today, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires as well. If you miss any of those interviews or any of the shows, they're always on our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, on our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com. Have you come up with a total for Miami yet?
I got 9.
9? Okay, we'll work on that. For Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Go Cowboys.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!